Item 6 is a secondary plan amendment at 1745 Henderson Highway and landlocked parcel behind under file SPA 5 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 7, a subdivision and rezoning at said property under file DASZ 17 of 2013, and item 8, a variance at 1745 Henderson Highway under DAV 11-2811 of 2013 D.
Okay. Applicant, John Wintrop. Oh. And who are you bringing with you?
Yes, John Wintrop, 301-139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3L0G7.
And Colin Neufeld, 16 Rose Warren, R2M0V7.
Colin Neufeld? Okay, I'll group you together as an applicant and mark you as such.
Thank you. Good evening, councillors. We're going to go over two items. We've handed out a handout for you as part of the package. One's the presentation. We're going to talk about the development itself. The second one is a review of our public engagement that we've been going through over the last several weeks. We are here today before you with a proposal to clean up a less than ideal situation for the neighborhood, the landowner, and the city. A landlocked parcel zoned RMF small with full access only to a rear public lane behind the existing building at 1745 Henderson Highway. We are not proposing to construct another 100-foot-tall building. We are asking to reorientate the existing lot lines to allow direct access for fire trucks and private vehicles to Henderson Highway and to place a new building excessively further than 25 feet away from the east and south property lines. We are prepared to have landscaping and buffering that exceeds the minimum requirements of the zoning bylaw as presently required. These changes will benefit all parties by guaranteeing safe access to a well-designed building that takes into consideration the concerns of the surrounding neighborhood regarding restrictions on height, landscaping, parking, and setbacks. In exchange for giving up existing rights and allowing new restrictions on the land to require the residents' concerns be addressed, the developer would like the right to construct more dwellings than is permitted today under the RMF small zoning on the existing landlocked parcel. We have read the public services conditions of approval and have no issue with most of the proposed new regulations, including the restrictions on the height of the new building. We do have concerns about four items that we flagged in the public services recommendations, namely clauses 2B, V, VI, and IX in the planner's proposed zoning agreement, and clauses 1, 2, and 3 in Schedule B of the ACG report. The first one is number 1, relocation of ingress-egress from the north property line to the south property line. We have had several meetings with the Winnipeg Fire Department dating back to last fall about their needs to access the rear parcel. The Fire Department clearly stated the existing rear public lane is not ideal for their needs, as they require a physically unencumbered direct route from Henderson Highway as per the Manitoba Building Code. We worked tremendously hard all winter to secure an easement from the adjacent property to the north, the Novilla Hotel, to meet the needs of the Fire Department. We committed to the Fire Department to get every foot we could over the 6-meter, 19.6 feet wide code requirement, and was quite successful in achieving 6.8 meters, 22.3 feet wide easement. This is almost 3 feet greater than is required by the code to allow the Fire Department direct access from Henderson Highway to the rear parcel via the northern ingress egress. This new fire route with direct access again from Henderson Highway will actually be 7.1 meters at the west side, tapering to 6.8 meters at the east side, exceeding the fire code all along the lane as it goes outside the northern edge at 1745 Henderson. A new southern ingress egress will mean the Fire Department apparatus will need to go down the rear public lane to access the rear building behind 1745 Henderson. This is the very situation we have been working hard to avoid all winter. This condition by Public Works conflicts with the needs of the Fire Department. Second item, eliminate existing access to the rear public lane. The residents of 1745 Henderson Highway currently enjoy access to the public lane that is asphalt. This route directs vehicles to the intersection of Fortier and Henderson, where there is a cut allowing left turns. We have heard comments from residents asking to restrict access to the lane, as well as asking us to keep the lane open with improvements. We would like to maintain this existing right to access the lane. We are prepared to improve the lane by extending the existing terminus of asphalt in the west along the property eastward to greatly improve the gravel potholed condition of the lane for all residents' benefit. We note the houses on the north side of Fortier have front driveways and only 5 houses have access to the rear public lane. Third item, paying to extend the median northwards along Henderson Highway. We are not aware of any other recent rezoning along North Henderson Highway for multiple or commercial developments that was required to pay for this infrastructure improvement along a major regional street. We are also concerned the undefined length of this median extension may result in a median extending north all the way to Bonner Avenue at the cost of this developer. And there is no justification for this off-site improvement to be the developer's responsibility. For example, a new left-turning lane to access to a site can be justified by the city as being the responsibility of a developer because of the increase in traffic and the need to accommodate that movement. The lack of a median exists beyond this property for land uses such as the mall to the north that have way more intensive vehicle movements. Extending the median a few feet will not improve the situation along North Henderson Highway. We understand Public Works' intention to eliminate left turns into and out of 1745 Henderson Highway, and we are prepared to reconstruct the northern ingress egress as a right-in, right-out only. Now on to the public engagement component that we did. We initiated a community engagement on the proposal to construct new multiple-family dwellings at this site. On May 25th and May 27th, we introduced ourselves with a brief summary to start our conversation with hand-delivered letters to 170 mailboxes. Those attachments have been provided. Letters were supplied in all the mailboxes along both sides of Fortier between Henderson Highway and Pentland, and all the dwellings on Kernaghan Drive, and the first 4 dwellings on the north side of Edgar that view the subject lands. Letters were provided to all the residents within 1745 Henderson Highway. We started our conversation with the local residents by engaging them with the opportunity to share their thoughts, ideas, concerns about potential designs for the vacant parcel, and we did not present any concepts on purpose. Residents responded, sharing their views and asking very good questions. On June 2, 2013, we shared with the neighborhood information requested from their feedback shaping this project via hand-delivered letters again. That's been provided to you as well. We further provided in-person responses to 31 emails, 12 phone calls, and 1 face-to-face meeting with a resident. The following summary of concerns that many of the residents supplied to us are included in your package. I won't go through them all, but there's about 13 to 15 of them. We are, of course, supporting this development application. We're here to listen to anybody else from the neighborhood who wants to come forward and speak about it. We'd like to be able to come back in our rebuttal to address any of the concerns that raise and look for any kind of solutions that they might be willing to listen to us to mitigate any of their concerns. So we thank the committee at this time. If there's any questions about the proposal or about the fire lane access or anything like that, Mr. Colin Newfield's here as well as I am.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Winchup. So just to be clear, your client is proposing the primary access to the rear parcel to be from the north end of the property through a shared access with the Norvilla Hotel.
That is correct.
It's not a shared access. It'll just be for their property, but it includes a portion of the Norvilla's land that would have a caveat registered against it. But the access itself is just for 1745 Henderson, and it would be only for this property. It does not provide access to the Norvilla Hotel as well.
So will there be 2 driveways beside each other, one to get to the beer vendor, one to get to the rear?
Just how it is exactly currently right now, yes. There's one for the Norvilla right now, and there's one for 1745 currently. That would be maintained.
So it doesn't change?
Doesn't change.
So what is the deal in with the Norvilla? I'm a little confused here, sorry.
The deal is that to get to the rear parcel, the landlocked parcel, we need a wider lane than we currently have. So we've asked the Norvilla Hotel to allow our lane to be widened onto their property and have essentially a new property line established there to allow for our lane to be widened to access to the back property.
So currently, to get to the rear portion of the current building at 1745, you have to go underneath the tower that exists today.
Correct.
So the new access would be a clear, unencumbered To the north of that through yep. lane, it would be a brand new constructed lane.
It would
lane
be a dedicated fire lane, not vehicular.
And then it would loop a little to the north. It would move a little yeah. to the north by the.
As soon as you're past, it would move on to 1745 Henderson.
You have a site plan here? Or?
Yeah, we have a copy of the easement agreement with the Mobilla that shows the where the easement is.
If you should hand that to the clerk just so I can take a look what's proposed here. And are you saying the width that is proposed here has been passed by Winnipeg Fire Paramedic Service and it's acceptable?
Yeah, we've been in discussion with them. It currently exceeds the National Building Code, and we would keep working with them to make sure that they have access. Once we get past that building, there is still going to be the how do you deal with fire trucks in that back portion, and we've been working with them up to this point. We continue to work with them to...
And what's your understanding of what the public service... Besides those previous conversations, is asking for this report. They're asking for what type of access?
So the new requirement that I think is quite recent is to move that north ingress, egress, to the south portion of the property, which would have an injurious effect on both what's planned in the variance application, the third point in our joint hearing, on the building that's proposed for the front property, but also, it's more importantly, it would make a very circuitous route for the fire department to get to the back property. So what we're proposing is revising the north ingress egress to accommodate the fire department and provide direct access straight through to the back property. And we feel that works better with the fire department. And it also in their report, I believe it says that the north ingress egress can be maintained where it is if the median if the traffic on Henderson can be somehow mitigated, I think, by the median extension. So I think they've already opened, they recognize that the north ingress egress is acceptable, and we feel that it would be best for the property as well as best for fire department access.
Okay.
And that's really the only requirement. Like, we've looked at it just while I've got the floor. As architects on the back parcel, we've been working with Michael Pill for a long time, as well as the fire department and the zoning officer, on what the back property should look like and how do you not affect the adjacent properties. And we're in concurrence with the 60-foot height restriction as well as the setbacks that have been imposed or are over and above what they would have been in the past. And I believe they meet the infill guidelines that the city has adopted, and we're in full support of them, and we can talk about how they get impacted or how they get affected. So I believe that in terms of the back portion, we're in full support of what's been imposed.
Now, I appreciate that with the Norvilla Hotel, the primary egress to leave the site is at the north end of their property, the north end of the hotel.
Correct.
But I'm not sure if there's any restriction that prohibits you from, you know, doing all actions from both of their entrances.
Correct. No, all the way along, like the Norvilla, there's MacIver Hotel, MacIver Mall, as well as the condominium developments on the east side of Henderson. They all have direct access to Henderson in both directions, and so we feel that it would be an adverse effect on this property to limit that. But we would be willing to go to the right in, right out, which would limit the impact on Henderson if we can maintain the access to the public lane.
So if you could maintain access to the public lane.
Well, the report is asking for us to close the public lane,
right,
as well as move the ingress egress. So it can become a right in, right out, but public access to the public lane allows people to move back through the neighborhood.
Yeah, okay, I'm confused. What are you proposing and what is the city proposing here? Let's try this out here.
Okay. The city's proposing that we relocate the northern approach to the south end. And they also want us to completely close off access to the public lane. In doing so, the fire truck has to come in, go up, go around, go back down. We worked with the fire department since last fall to get the direct access through the northern route. It was only, I'd say, in the last week that we found out that the approach was changing. If we had known that last fall, and if we can have access to the public lane for the fire truck to get right back to our property, then But we discounted that right away because of the existing approach and the desire not to put the fire truck down the back lane. That's the fire department telling us they don't want to use the back lane to get access to the back of the parcel. So we've been working since last fall to accommodate the fire department. In terms of we have current access to the back lane, we're prepared to go with the right-in, right-out approach to alleviate concerns from public works of people turning left to get onto Henderson Highway and cutting across the median. The median stops right almost at that approach. We'll do the right-in, right-out. We're looking to maintain the access to the back lane. The cars do not go through the neighborhood. They go behind the commercial businesses behind along Henderson Highway, the Chicken Delight, get down the Forche and turn left from there then. They don't drive through the neighborhood. They're trying to get out to Henderson Highway. To do that, they go down the back lane and go westbound. They're not driving eastbound.
Would your client be amenable to doing the median to a certain, you know, reasonable length along Henderson Highway? Would your client be willing to enter into a further agreement with the North Villa to allow a single driveway for the two that could be widened, you know, appropriate so there's only one driveway for the two?
If there's a reasonable expectation of the median of the length, that's a possibility of a shared approach with the North Villa. I'm not sure we can decide on that tonight because the North Villa Hotel has to be contacted and would have to agree to that. Certainly can make either a condition to allow us to go forward. We understand the concerns of Public Works as well as I'm sure the council of people turning left from this property to get on the Henderson Highway. We'd like to address those concerns in a reasonable, cost-efficient manner. This project is generating $500,000 a year on property taxes in the future. It's a benefit to the city. And certainly they can extend the median down Henderson Highway, too, as part of a regional street project. Solving the median issue for this one property won't solve it for McIver Mall. It's not going to solve it for anybody else down Henderson Highway.
A traffic study yet on the implications to Henderson Highway on this?
No, we were never asked to prepare one.
All right. Thank you very much. Any other questions from the committee? No? Okay. Good. Thank you very much. Jason Brick. Support. Phil McAmond. John Brick. Is there anybody whose name that's not been called who wishes to speak in support? In support. All right. In opposition, Craig E. Sigurdsson. You wish to speak? Yes, please. Pass those to the clerk. Are the copies for everybody here?
That's the name, I guess, is on the top.
Okay.
And an extra copy for the clerk.
Thank you.
Perfect.
For you, Josie. Okay. Okay, I have a prepared statement here based on what I, you know, knew before. And I'm just going to go through it. Good evening, committee members and Mike. My name's Craig Sigurdsson. I live at 51 Churnshan Drive and share 70 feet of property line directly east-southeast of the proposed building site. I'm opposed to the current proposal by Sunrex's consultant, John Wintrop. I would ask the planning committee to decline this controversial rezoning and subdivision application unless it provides adequate buffer between incompatible land uses. I'm not against the project. I think a project, a suitable, a good design would clean up the area. Okay. I am primarily opposed to the proposed changes to the North Henderson secondary plan that would allow reclassifying the land from low density residential to high density residential. In particular, I'm opposed to rezoning of Lot 11 that was created by DAS 13 in 92, The need for a buffer between the high density and commercial zones and the single-family dwelling homes in the area has been well studied and supported by the Henderson Corridor Study, the North Henderson Secondary Plan, and has continued. Okay, I'm too loud? Oh, is that better? Oh, okay. Maybe I should just talk. Okay, maybe I'll just talk. Okay, as part of the Winnipeg zoning bylaw in 2006, the review, Lot 11 was, of course, classified RMFS, low density, maximum height 35 feet. The purpose of the zoning bylaw was to review was to strengthen ties to adopted plans and to reduce the reliance on negotiated approvals. It is important that the development proceeds, that any development proceeds in a predictable manner with minimal variance from the agreed upon bylaws. So I would also oppose the variance DAV 13-1128-11D. The variances applied for are excessive, not minimal. They substantially deviate from the building guidelines set forth in the City of Winnipeg bylaws. There should be a minimum of 400 square feet per unit. I oppose this application for density, for the increased density of on Lot 2 to 250 square feet because it represents an overdevelopment of the 1745 Henderson Highway and possibly a portion of Lot 11. The proposed variance effectively reduces the parking and green space well below City of Winnipeg bylaw guidelines and will set an undesirable precedent to permit overbuilding on the proposed Lot 3. The 250-square-foot unit density also blatantly neglects the need for appropriate parking lot design. The preliminary sketches suggest a parking lot that is both inadequate and outdated. A noisy, poorly screened parking lot with no privacy fences will significantly devalue the adjacent properties on Trinitan Drive and those across the back lane on Forche Avenue. If Lot 3 is created as a result of the variance, I oppose the rezoning from RMFS as there needs to be an extended buffer zone with excellent noise abatement between the high-density residential and single-family dwellings, as is the intent of the existing North Henderson Secondary Plan. Furthermore, I would ask the Planning Committee to reject rezoning applications on any new lot created out of the existing Lot 1, existing Lot 11 that are not accompanied by a definite architectural plan and build date. I do not want the lot to remain empty and then find out something else has gone on, is being built on the lot that hasn't gone through appropriate public hearing. I would also, I'm not going to read the next part because I believe it's been addressed about people, about access. Both RMFL and RMFM potentially allow incompatible structures to be built next to our homes. When I bought my lot and built my house in 2000, I did so with the reasonable expectation that the property behind me would remain RMFS. Presently, the North Henderson Secondary Plan restricts the RMFS to a maximum of 10 units on the existing vacant lot. If the density is to be increased, it would be more appropriate to amend the North Henderson Secondary Plan to remove the 12 units per acre restriction on the RMFS and to allow a threefold infill intensification rather than rezone it to higher density classification. I don't know if I calculated that wrong, but I think that's like 30 or 36 units. Okay. One thing I want to mention is the appropriate parking lot, surface parking lot design. I've attached some excerpts, and I've provided John with the what I consider expert testimony. It's from the City of Toronto on surface parking lots, what they should have, the setback, that sort of thing, and also another attachment, what they're using in the City of Calgary for noise abatement. They're retrofitting some areas. But I think the plan is worth looking at because I think our current parking lot guidelines are antiquated. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Craig. Any questions for Mr. Sigurdsson? No? Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, committee.
Robert and Barbara Stephen. Do you wish to speak? Robert and Barbara Stephen, I think it is. 702-1745, Henderson. Not here? Okay. Marge Starr. You're just observing, but you're in opposition. Are you for information or in opposition? You've got both checked off here, ma'am. Sorry? So we'll call you for information, then. I'll move you to that pile, and I'll call your name one more time later. Okay. Lee Morales is also in opposition and for information. Just observing, so I'll take off in opposition, and we'll call you back for information, I suppose. Okay. Lorraine Barnett, you're also in opposition and for information. You're in opposition? Very good. Thank you, Lorraine. Gary Milne. You have to leave? Okay. Gary Milne. Lori and Chris Schellenberg. Following Laurie and Chris is Story Lena. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Laurie Schellenberg, and I will be sharing why my husband Chris and I oppose the change in zoning in the vacant lot behind 1745 Henderson Highway. In 2002, we purchased our lot and built our current home and began to raise our family. We bought the land with the awareness that the vacant land behind 1745 Henderson Highway was zoned for multifamily, small or low density. We invested in our biggest purchase with the assumption that the rules that were set by the city would be followed. Our understanding of a zoning bylaw is that it's in place to establish and regulate the use of land. It is to provide the city with a way to coordinate land use and protect areas from being developed inappropriately and incompatibly with the surrounding neighborhood. Any variances allowed should be reasonable and have relatively minor impact on the well-being of those affected. Approving the variance to allow a large density building on the vacant lot behind 1745 Henderson Highway is a huge, huge change. In this case, it would change the number of units currently allowed in this area from 10 to 100 or even more. The height of the building allowed would go from 35 feet to 150 feet possibly. If we as citizens can't develop a high building on our land, what makes this any different? I feel it's important for me to verbalize how the proposed change would impact my family. We currently enjoy spending a significant amount of time in our backyard. We believe that our current living environment is quite relaxing and enjoyable. We would be significantly impacted by the increase of noise from having such a dramatic influx of people. And they would be living right outside of our back door and park cars just outside of our fence. The new building would also be much closer in proximity to our yard and would impact our level of privacy. The third concern that I need to raise is for public safety of our community at large. Gaining access to the building located behind 1745 Highway presents serious safety concerns for drivers trying to enter and exit Henderson, not to mention pedestrians. Imagine the challenges that emergency service personnel would face if they needed to attend to an emergency situation in the proposed building on Lot 3. The access to the new building structure would be poor at best. Consider an ambulance having to access this site during high-volume commute times. Also consider the potential delayed response time by emergency response personnel to the neighborhood as a whole due to the additional traffic volumes on Henderson Highway. This is not a way to develop a safe community. In closing, we believe that the right, fair, and safest decision is to leave the vacant lot behind 1745 Henderson low density. Why? The proposed changes are drastic in nature and would seriously impact the well-being of the surrounding area residents and compromise public safety. And I think that I just want to say in closing too, getting a little bit more information, we felt that the public engagement process was lacking. There was some misconceptions about the whole process as a whole, and I think that could have come out better to us neighbors. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Lori, I mean, what do you think is an appropriate setback from the fence? What is an appropriate height? I mean, the building that's there,
well,
is that far away?
Well, I think the way it's currently zoned, I would like 10 units behind me. Like, I think that going from possibly 10 units to 100 units potentially, that's huge.
Okay.
And I mean, we played by the rules when we built our house, built our garages, built our decks. We played by the rules. So I think the city needs to play by their own rules and protect us residents.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll switch here. Story, Lena? No? Okay. Thank you. Anita Mann? Okay. Michelle Martin? Okay. Wally Arndt?
Yes, I'm here.
You wish to speak? You wish to speak?
Yes.
Okay, if you just come down to the... Okay. Come on down.
Thank you so very much.
Good evening, sir. Can you just state your name and address there?
I'm very glad that cleared up, because for me, 6, 7, and 8, I thought it would be all individual, but as I see, you're treating it as all one application, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much. There are several things. I mean, I live right, as you well know, right on the corner of 210 Forte. There's no one here that evening knows better than I do. And I'm not acting smarter or whatever, because I live right there. Okay, I'm glad that they are willing, the developers or the applicant, John, are willing to change the access and in ingress off Henderson Highway to the new development. Fine. Is there going to be a fence? If there's no fence, I will scream from here till eternity, from the hotel, because all the motorbikes, 2 o'clock, they come by my house. So a fence has to be maintained on the new property line to the north. One thing I mentioned, heard John mentioning the coming, the vehicles, the residential or personal vehicles off the rear end, make a left turn onto the back lane, go down, left turn, onto the lane, onto Forte. No way should this council add. I live there. There is plenty of traffic coming onto Forte. In fact, 99% in and out deliveries to the commercial outlets, they're coming off Forte. I asked them, why don't you come off Henderson Highway? The caretaker's wishes are because they're seniors, they could be hurt. So therefore, they are asking all deliveries to be made off Forte. Totally wrong, because Forte is, I built a new place, I'm very proud of it, and I maintain it to the best of my ability, and I will that as long as I'll be alive.
Are you friends with Sunny Property
Where does 1721, 1723 through like 1727 Henderson, the little strip mall?
Excuse me?
Are you referring to the little strip mall with the chicken delight and the chiropractor?
Yes,
are you referring,
yes,
are you referring
yes,
to the apartment block?
Yeah. But I mean, turning left from the new proposed in access from the new behind the buildings.
Okay.
Also, I'm very concerned about the front place. I walk there by every day. I live there. And my neighbors directly facing me are in the corner. They both can't be here. They were, as before I came to the meeting, she's got two broken hips. That woman can't be here. So if there would be a better opportunity, they would be both here. But the main thing is there should be no left turn onto the lane and onto 14 and back on Henderson Highway. They should be going straight onto Henderson Highway. It should be either a one-way or whatever. There must be some way to be found. And I think I'm not asking for too much. Please give it your consideration. One thing more, is there any chance, because there have been changes one way or the other, that we could, as the neighbors, could see the plot plan of the parking layout, because there is going to be 100 minimum of 200 cars coming in. Where will they park? Where will they park? Our street, there is every night some vehicles parked, 3 days, 5 days, 2 weeks, and that's not, that's standard procedure. People come from the block, people come south of Henderson Highway, west of Henderson Highway. They're parked on 40 and they're gone for sometimes 3 weeks. And I don't think that we should put up with that. I don't think so. Please take it in consideration, and if there is a plot plan available of the parking layout or the access or the new proposed access and entrance, I would like to have a copy of that.
Mr. Arndt, I mean, completely separately from the application here today, I should let you know, you have an opportunity to get a petition signed by your neighbors to allow a two-hour maximum parking. There are a lot of streets close to Henderson Highway where people park their cars, hop on a transit bus, and go downtown. What the city allows is if you have a petition signed by a certain percentage of the residents on your street, 70% of the residents on your particular block, you can set it up so that you have a two-hour parking limit. And if you're parked there for over 2 hours, the Winnipeg Parking Authority comes up and writes you a ticket. Residents, however, because you live on the street, if you still need to park on the street, you're eligible to buy a $25 annual pass to exempt you from that two-hour restriction. So that may be something completely separate from this application you might consider doing on your street.
I'm talking people come visiting in the existing block.
Right. That's what I mean. Separately, you still have this opportunity to do it.
That would be a good idea. Thank you so much.
Okay. We can talk about that after the hearing, regardless.
As far as the plan of the proposed exit and that, is that available to us or no?
The which?
The proposed new change of access onto Henderson Highway, in and out.
I don't know if it's part of this report or not. I haven't seen it.
The applicant has submitted a conceptual plan as part of their application.
But would that be available? Because I haven't seen it, and I live there, so I haven't seen it.
It wasn't at their open house, sir?
Excuse me?
Was there an open house?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Arndt.
You have any further questions?
Oh, I think I'm done.
Okay,
anybody else?
Thanks so much.
Okay. Jason Kazira. No.
Appreciate it. I've got a letter here that I'd like to submit in. Use my teacher voice, so microphone might not be too necessary.
Well, we are digitally recording it, so you do need to use it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to ad lib too much here. I'll just kind of reiterate what I've written on my letter here. But I may be out of my league in rejecting the proposal, but I'm looking at rejecting the proposal for the construction as a whole. I'm going off of the information that was provided on May 25th and June 2nd, the pamphlets that I received in my mailbox. So I don't have access to all the information that was presented here tonight, which I tried to review kind of quickly where I was sitting up in the peanut gallery. But I've got a couple grounds in which I'm rejecting on, and I just want to make that known. The first one is the increased traffic disruptions to the area. We're looking at an increase of minimum 150 vehicles due to the population increase of anywhere from 300 to 600 people. That's based on the calculations of 2 to 4 people per unit, and I'm just making up these numbers as best as I can calculate them on the information that I have. So we've got traffic disruptions into the area, not only onto the local streets such as Fortier, that's where I live, 240 Fortier. There's also disruptions on Henderson as well because of increased traffic volume. There's also any disruptions to traffic due to construction. Any construction that's happening on Henderson and anywhere related, traffic is naturally going to want to divert and use alternate routes, meaning that the side streets could potentially be used as an alternate route, therefore increasing the traffic to streets such as Fortier and all of the other streets in the nearby area. I apologize, I don't know all the street names. We're new residents to the area, but part of the decision that we based buying our house and the location was actually because we had an understanding that this seems to be a relatively stable area. When we talked to the neighbors before we bought, it seemed to be a quiet area, free from crime, and any further development didn't seem to be too much of a possibility. So that played a bit of an impact in how we made our decision. The other point here, based on the potential increase of crime and vandalism, anytime you have an increase in population, there is the potential for increase, not only to residents immediately around the proposed property, but to areas that are surrounding. I don't have any numbers to back this up. I'm going off of what I've seen, heard, believe, things like that. So take it as it is. Increased noise and garbage pollution through construction and through just people in general, be it throwing their crap out the window, excuse the language, as they're driving by, McDonald's cups or wrappers, things like that, to any household garbage that may get out, blow around on the street, things like that. So that's all listed in a little bit more detail in my letter here. We have a house that faces north, and therefore the view out of our living room and bedroom window would be facing the new construction. That wasn't something that we were too thrilled about, especially when we look at where our house is. The construction would be taking place just to the left or to the west of our house there, so it wasn't something that was too thrilling to think about. Green space. I mean, we all try to be environmentally friendly. Putting another heat sink, I called it, which is a concrete parking lot, which increases, the amount of heat that any building structure can retain. I'm released later at any point in time there. Just walk around downtown. You can feel that heat effect off of buildings. That same effect happens anytime you put up a parking lot. Whether that's a valid point or not, I just decided that it was something that I would point out. I wasn't aware of any other information that was available to us, nor was there any public consulting or anything like that I'm aware of. I do have a pretty busy schedule, and I went off of the information that I was presented with in the mailbox here. Now, I did some research just quickly today as I was typing out this letter, and I found out that this has been zoned RMF for the past 12 years. From the information I've got here, the proposed 7-story, 100-unit building being built in behind the existing large apartment building that's already there seems to counter what the public has asked for, anywhere from a 3- to 5-story building in this area here. Now, I may be off on my understanding here, but I'm just pointing this out as a concern. I've also, based on some of the other discussion we've had this evening here, the frontage being from previous issues here, the two buildings that are proposed right along Henderson here, seems to, from the view that I see and the existing existing lots there, there doesn't seem to be any frontage allowance for there or green space, you know, cut down of trees, things like that. So it seems to be that, you know, it's a very crammed up kind of proposal here in those two 50-unit or, 20 and 28-unit buildings here. It seems to cram a large amount of people in a small space. And then, as pointed out previously, any parking issues, I have noticed over the winter there that there are people who do park on Fortier, who do reside in the apartment buildings there. So, you know, 150 new vehicles, is parking going to be sufficient in the proposed lot developments? I don't know. But just some of the things I wanted to bring to attention. That's it.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee? Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You've purchased the house of one of my best friend's parents, actually. So I've been in your house many a time. So.
Oh, so you know
very, very small community, isn't it?
Oh, well, feel free to stop
in anytime. Where'd you come from?
St. Andrews.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, welcome to North Kildonan.
Feel free to stop in anytime.
See somebody throw a McDonald's cup out the window, it's a fine now.
Oh, yeah, so I've heard. Back in St. Andrews, they called me the mayor because I used to go around keeping all the ditches clean out where we live there. I used to walk around every spring, well, I still do, walk around every spring cleaning up all the garbage in the ditches there, so.
Okay, we're right on the ticket.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you. Do you want another copy of this?
I think just one copy has a copy.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be on the record there. Perfect. Good.
Thank you.
Is there anybody whose name that's not been called that wishes to speak in opposition? Anybody else's name that's not been called that wishes to speak in opposition? Hear none. For information, Debbie Talling, do you wish to speak? No. Thank you. Charlotte Cazares and Mike Quinn, just for information. Michael Peterson and Joanne Peterson? No. Don't wish to speak? No? Okay, thank you. Don Olga Oshashkiuk? Don and Olga? Do you wish to speak or for information? Okay, thank you. Also for information, Marge Starr, do you wish to speak now? No? No? Also for information, Lee Merrills. Done? Okay. We will call the applicant back up, John Wintrup and Colin Neufeld.
Thank you, councillors. We certainly heard the four speakers and their comments. We'll go through all four of them and try to address their concerns. The first speaker spoke about the setback along Kernaghan. The planning department's offering or requiring us 10 feet of landscaping. We're prepared to offer more of a setback. Certainly anything that the committee would want to put in there. 15 feet, you tell us what you'd like. We're more than welcome to implement it. We're prepared to plant trees, deciduous coniferous trees along that landscape strip. There is an existing 6-foot-tall fence that each of the three property owners have along that stretch. We feel that multiple family is compatible with single family. There's many examples across Winnipeg for developments that have been improved with buildings right next to single family in terms of providing landscaping, screening, buffering, etc. The second speaker spoke about access, emergency access. I'll let Colin speak about that. But we're prepared also, speaking to amongst our team here, we're prepared to extend the median northward along Henderson Highway, not beyond our property line, though. That might be excessive to consider blocking the Norvilla Hotel. They're not at this public hearing tonight speaking. We don't want to negatively impact their clients' ingress and egress, et cetera, out of the property. But we're prepared to block off our own by extending the median. Once again, Colin will address the fire access in the back. The third speaker, Wally. Wally, I remember his application on Fortier about 8 years ago. The entire street came out and opposed him. Changes sometimes questionable in the community. Certainly, we welcome public engagement. We tried to address, once again, letters in 174 mailboxes, spoke to 40 people, visited even one in person. We tried our best in terms of public engagement. We tried to address all their concerns. Wally's concerns about people parking on the street, we'd be more than happy to initiate that petition along the street, and personally we'll go door-to-door collecting those signatures. We do, though, state that Wednesday night is beer night at the Norville Hotel. There might be cars sitting there for a week or two after that. That's the reality of the neighborhood there, folks. But we'd be more than happy to assist the neighborhood, initiate the petition, and try to get the restrictions on the street limiting it to 2 hours. We're providing enough parking on our site for the existing residents as well as for the future residents to allow them to park on our property. We can't control what's going on in the neighborhood, but we certainly would like to help. In terms of construction traffic, Henderson Highway is a four-lane regional street. It certainly can accommodate increases in traffic. We have no interest or desire to use residential streets. Generally, most people want to leave this property or enter the property from Henderson Highway to get to downtown. That's usually the destination draw. Once again, we're looking to provide right-in, right-out. We'll extend the median, whatever, to try to encourage traffic to continue using Henderson Highway. Our construction project crew will continue using that approach to do any kind of work in the back. In terms of the fourth speaker, well, welcome to the neighborhood. You should have been here about 8 years ago when the Chicken Delight went in. It was very controversial at the time. Once again, construction can occur. We'd like to work with the neighbors, try to mitigate it. We'll be following various provincial statutes and legislation on site in terms of safety, noise, construction traffic, et cetera, to govern to make sure that we're following all the regulations. I'll let Colin speak more about construction and about fire access, though.
Sorry, so I'll just be brief. You guys have a long night yet ahead of you. I wanted to speak to the density that was brought up by a number of people. The density that has been maintained, you'll see variances to vary based on how we've parceled the land. But what we've done, working with the planner again, is to tackle the whole property as RMFL and then stack the density towards Henderson so that it does gradiate back towards the single-family homes. So instead of parking one building, which would have been much more cost-effective for our client, we've gradiated it across and actually put density towards Henderson where it can handle it and has less impact on the single-family homes. So we're not exceeding RMFL, even though on one of the parcels we are. If you take the whole building or the whole site as a whole, then the 400 square feet per unit has been maintained, and I think it's actually about 500 square feet per unit is what we'll end up being done. So just wanted to put that into the record. And then as far as construction access goes, we only have access from Henderson, and we will work with the residents. There's also, the client has a significant interest with the tenants that are currently on the site to work with construction access, construction safety, and construction debris. They have a vested interest in it, so it will be maintained, we believe, to the City of Winnipeg standards or exceed them. And emergency response, I think we've dealt with in the past. That speaks to that the importance of leaving the ingress at the north side. Thanks.
Okay. I'm still a little bit confused on the site plans that are being proposed here. I'm looking at page the last page of the public service report on the variance here. Like right now, you can access the property through the back lane from Forche. Is the intention for that to be maintained?
That is the intention.
And we're prepared to provide more asphalt down that back lane
So the portion that's paved right now, there is a paved portion that goes from Forche through to the portion that goes behind the strip mall is paved, is it not?
Yes, and for the first, I do believe, two or three houses, almost flush with the existing building, it's paved, and then it transitions into gravel and some deep potholes. I want to say maybe the first or second house along the north side of Forche is asphalt. And we're prepared to extend that asphalt down the back lane.
So the parking stalls on the south end, are some of those underground, above ground, parking into the building?
No, there's about half a dozen stalls that have direct access backing out into the back lane. We'd reorientate the entire parking area, though, to try to eliminate that situation.
We would have no parking directly accessed off of the lane. And the plan.
Sorry, say it again.
We have cars backing up into the back lane on the south side of the property and then using the back lane, which is
all this on the east or the west end, like closer to Henderson or further away?
Further away to the east side, behind the building.
Okay, doesn't show that on the plan here.
No,
we're not. We're that's an existing situation.
Oh yes, of course.
That's
that is
existing.
Right.
We want to remove
well.
That.
Yes. Okay.
We want to remove that.
So our new plan would have no parking.
Yeah, I see those there. Yeah. Okay.
Off the lane.
Okay. If you guys hang tight for just a moment, I want to talk to the public service here. What's the rationale for moving the primary access to the north end of the property? Okay.
Because it would be within the median. So it was an option of either extending the median or moving it.
Can you speak into the mic, sorry? It was an option to either extend the median or to move the access to be within the median.
Extending the median, though, would require it to go like at least through the Norvilla Hotel property, no? Because basically,
yeah,
it's almost to the end of the apartment block currently, right?
Yeah. Our preference would be to move the access to the south.
And the concern is if it was moved to the south side, it wouldn't line up necessarily with where the lane is, so to get to the back property, it would require...
Yeah, our concern is necessarily is, like I said, we're to extend the median to prevent that left turn onto Henderson Highway. We don't want to block the Norvilla's approach. Once again, they're not here tonight, and we don't want to negatively impact our neighbor unless they're...
Because if I'm heading southbound on Henderson, I can still make a left-hand turn into the Norvilla, and you don't want to affect that, I suppose.
Like, we're prepared to extend the median so that our people from 17540 Henderson Highway can't turn left on the Henderson Highway.
Yeah. That's drivers are basically right up against each other virtually.
Yeah, so we're prepared to extend the median. So, like, stops almost right, correct me if I'm wrong, Colin, right where our approach, our southern end of our driveway is, we'll extend it so it blocks our driveway.
And, Cindy, it's very possible people are going to want to just go beyond the median and go against traffic, because it's so close. Is that not reasonable? I'm not a traffic engineer, but
no, yeah.
I play one on TV sometimes. Okay.
I believe most people use the Norvilla. Those who've attended that premise usually turn right into the Norvilla's southern approach and leave via the northern approach.
I think that is normal flow. You're accurate.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing? I believe in Public Works' proposal, it says that if we were to extend the median, then they would allow the north ingress egress to remain where it is. Is that the truth?
Sorry, okay. Say that again? Could you repeat that?
That in lieu of moving the ingress to the south,
yeah,
extending the median would satisfy your requirements. And so I think that is the option that we would agree to so that it doesn't have an adverse effect on what's already planned for the south, as well as it allows that access for fire trucks.
And you are proposing to do landscaping at the
yep.
at the back on the east side as well as on the Henderson Highway side?
Yes.
You're proposing to do both. Is that accurate?
Yes. With yep. site plan approval here at this community committee.
Would you be amenable to extending the median so that you cannot make a left-hand turn out from the north access onto Henderson Highway, as well as modifying the median to allow a left out at the north end side, so there would be two access points on Henderson?
Yeah, we're willing to extend the median, but I don't believe we're going to extend it all the way to the northern approach of the Norvilla Hotel. That's the entire length.
No,
of
not the property. No, not the northern end of the northern hotel.
Yeah,
the,
we'll extend
Norvilla
it.
Hotel.
We'll extend it to maybe with approval at this committee
yeah.
of how far north it goes.
Just as far
basically to the property line.
Which I think you want to see done, but I don't think we're going to agree to extending it, like I said, all the way up the entire length of the North Villa or past to the McIver Mall or, you know.
What would Public Works say with the notion of having a full access in and out all directions from the south end? I mean, if you look at the way the site's configured, it's quite easy to have that south end access to the parking lot. And then additionally have a right in, right out only from the north end. I know this is back of the envelope engineering here, but.
So a median opening at the south end?
A median opening at the south end. You see the configuration of the parking lot there. If you look at the same image as I am. Or do we have a paper copy here somewhere? So if there's a median opening here to have full access on this side, the median extended basically to the northern property line, so it'd be right in, right out on the far end.
The concern would be the left turn in then, if we would have, the room for that.
The median does go that far right now.
Mm-hmm.
There'd have to be some widening and yeah. Public Works Director would have to sign off on that.
Yeah.
A little bit of, it would have, but it would all be in front of 1745 Henderson.
Yeah.
Or maybe slightly to the south.
Is that to then close the access at the lane?
Pardon me?
Is that to close the access at the lane?
No, the lane would still be maintained. This would be to limit the amount of traffic that uses the lane. To make it a less desirable movement. To minimize the traffic onto Fort Chick. And people coming out of the site would be less inclined to use 4J. They'd have a second out. They wouldn't, because the way it would be here is the most desirable way to get out would be to go to 4J. This would give a second option.
Some 5 meters. Well, we would need an adequate left turn lane.
Yep. There's definitely to be some Henderson Highway improvements. Mm-hmm. It's that's a pretty big development, and I think it warrants it.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned about the distance.
Okay.
Vehicles.
It's pretty decent.
Although we need our taper.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody else on the committee have any questions for the applicant? Tell me more about the rear of the property and the angles involved.
Sorry, Ed,
The slope of the building approximately.
The 45-degree angle that's required, that's something that came out of the planning department a few years ago in terms of an infill guideline for 45 degrees. Basically, if a person's 6 foot tall standing at the rear of the property, 45 degrees is a clearance. I'll let the architect explain more about the 45-degree angle.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
The 45-degree angle.
The 45-degree angle is an infill guideline established by the City of Winnipeg, which we would absolutely maintained. So it starts at either the property line or at the top of the fence, and then you just draw a 45-degree angle from that, and your building has to be completely within that shadow. And we would absolutely respect that.
Based on the zoning bylaw, what is the height limit that is allowed typically for a fence?
It would be 6.5 feet in a rear yard or side yard.
And what's the rationale for not allowing a higher fence?
The rationales for not allowing a higher fence would be just related to sort of the wall effect you would potentially see with a larger fence. We would prefer to, we think an approach to screening would be better done through, you know, landscaping. There's a lot of opportunity to ensure really dense row of coniferous and deciduous trees along the south and east property line. We feel that would be, you know, warmer, friendlier, more compatible with a single-family neighborhood than, 8-foot-tall fence. Sort of helps mitigate against a bit of fortress feel.
Sunrise is in the east, sets in the west, so the fence would be, and the building would be, in effect, in the PM, would be affecting you. For the people on Turnitin, and then again, there's people to the south on Forche.
On the point of shadowing, in our plan approval clause, we did make a note about requiring the developer to provide information showing shadow impacts of any potential development. So if we saw through the plan approval process that it was creating substantial negative impacts on any particular resident, we could require them to adjust the building accordingly to reduce that.
What is the angle to the top of the current tower that's there to the residents on Turnitin?
Right, we've actually engaged some of those shadow studies already, and that 12-story building is already casting a shadow at certain times of the day and certain seasons of the year into those rear yards. And the proposed development, when you respect the 45-degree angle, almost entirely falls within that existing sun diagram or sun shadow diagram, and we continue to work with the planner on it. But it really, there's already a 12-story building that is casting a shadow. So I think the primary concern is actually the visual shadow, or the visual, which is where the 45 degree comes into, so that you're not staring at a wall. Your eye can sort of travel above the building. But in terms of the sun impact, there's already one.
What is the considered to be the best policy in terms of fencing? I mean, the proposal here is to have cars turning at the back lane, which points back to people's backyards. I mean, even a wood screen fence may still have some impacts. Would a composite fence be something better in this case, or like a?
Perhaps no. That can certainly be considered.
Like, I mean, I back on the Chief Pegwas Trail, and we've got the plastic fence there, and we think it's wonderful.
Work with the details of that fence to make it 100% light-proof.
And not trash. Some of them are these metal ones, like for Centerport, that look like garbage. But
We can certainly work on the detail of the fence to make it light-proof and aesthetically pleasing to the neighbors.
And to the committee, because you do have will if you approve this plan approval, so it would have to come back here for your approval in terms of the design of the fencing, the landscaping, the design of the building, etc.
Okay.
Councillor, I would bring to your attention as a condition that we are proposing under 2B.6, we ask for a 6-foot wood screen fence. So if you would be amenable, or if you would be interested in looking at different materials, you would have to amend that. And we wouldn't object to that. We can review materials through the plan approval process.
Change that with plan approval. Okay. All right. Any further questions? Hear none. Thank you very much. Councillor Steen, do you want to take the chair? Or?
I do.
All right. So this is the secondary plan amendment. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.